Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
By the way, speaking of excellence, and Brandon Marsh and Rojas aren't, but Saquon certainly is and was this past year. He talked on the podcast with Chris Long. As always, this is just his way, giving praise to others. It's one of those many reasons why we admire Saquon after the year that he had. Listen to something Saquon said the other day about his teammates.
I love the Madden cover, the accolades, the deal. But, like, if you really just go into a lot of those runs and just break down what those guys are doing up front for me, and going to the quote that Nick always said, you can't be great without the greatness of others. It just goes to show you just how special that group really was. And like I said, I'm the guy that gets the love, but I could do none of it without those guys and, you know, Dallas and the tight ends and AJ and Smitty selling out on blocks and even Jalen making the right calls and putting us in position to be successful in the play.
I mean, Jody, Saquon is just – do you think they dial him back, though, because of – you know, let me ask you a question. Do you know how many touches it was last year?
The exact number?
Yep. No. Take a guess. Regular season and postseason.
Oh, okay. Postseason two.
Well, they count.
Wow.
Take a guess.
I got no idea. 600?
Well, it's not 600.
300?
I don't think anybody's ever done.
No, it's like 500
600.
Or something.
Well, 25 times.
He blew the whole
what's
thing.
What's 25 times 17?
That's what he was. That's, I was trying to do the math, too.
Well, he doesn't get 25 every game, but if you want me to, I'll do it. I'm going to do the math for you. If it's 25 times 21. Because they played 4 playoff games. 25 times 21 would be 525.
Okay. That's what I should have said.
600. I mean, you know, it's always a disappointment when you get ready for a big reveal.
Oh, it's nothing worse.
But somebody outflanks you, so then it makes the number seem small.
It's such a bummer. You're so excited to give the number.
Guys, the number I'm going to say is not small, but it's not 600. It's 482.
I mean, that's so many carries.
It's a tremendous amount of touches.
Was he numero uno in the NFL last year?
I would think so. I mean, because Derrick Henry
not because of the games they played,
and they went to the Super Bowl. Like Derrick Henry didn't get to the Super Bowl, so I got to imagine he had to be number one. Can't fathom anyone else
because he played more games than everybody else because he went to Super Bowl.
Yeah, so of course he was.
Well, I'll tell you another thing.
482 is a whopper.
I'll tell you another thing about Saquon Barkley.
Yes, sir.
He played every single game except the last regular season game, which they sat him for protection purposes, right?
Yep.
So he played 19 games.
And they pulled him out when he got to 2,000, they pulled him out as soon as he got to 2,000. He could have finished that game and got another 50 or 60
yards. And the one game where he had the big, which he passed somebody at some, and he specifically said, they asked him if he wanted to stay in the game, and he goes, no, let's let somebody else eat.
Yeah, it was like mid fourth quarter Giants game.
Which was classy on his part, again, showing the kind of classy individual he is.
Yep.
If you tell me that Saquon's going to play, and I'm adding in a little for the playoffs here, that the Eagles are going to make it and win when they get there, I'm going to put the number at Eagles are playing a minimum of 18 games.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's 19, maybe it's 20 again,
I agree
but
that.
A minimum of 18.
Yeah, that means they make the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah.
If you tell me Barkley's playing in 17 of those games?
Oh, I take that for sure.
You think he's going to play 17 out of 18?
No. Well, if you ask me, do I think he's more likely to play 17 or less, I'll say less.
Yeah, I'd take the under.
I mean, right, for
so
sure.
Then let me drop it to 16, okay?
I'd still take under.
You'd take under at 16? Yeah. Because he's just...
Of likelihood, yes.
Of likelihood, yeah.
Yeah, of likelihood, yeah.
All right, because see, that's what I need. I need that number because that will determine whether I think they're a top 10 defense or not.
See, it's an interesting point.
Because if Barkley, that will keep the Eagles defense off the field. Yeah. Quick, by the way, number one team, time of possession in the NFL last year was who?
It was the Eagles.
Well, and Jody, it's let me just say this, and I hope this resonates with older people. Younger people didn't see the 91 Eagles defense. I still put 91 Eagles defense over last year. It's close. I'm going to be very candid. It's close. What the Eagles did last year was unbelievable. But I'm going to give you two facts about 91 Eagles defense, to me, that speaks to why they're above last year's. Fact number one, leading rusher. Now, Saquon had 2,000 yards. Okay?
Heath Sherman, maybe?
Ready for this? James Joseph.
Really? Joseph over Heath?
Ready for the number? Leading rusher. 430 yards.
Not great.
James, 430. You have no running game. Okay, you ready for this? Fact number two. Five different starting quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Three of whom stunk.
It's a good point by Jody. We don't talk a lot about the running game's influence on why the defense was so great.
I agree
with
that.
It's a really good point, Jody.
I agree.
How many, you go back and check it year after year after year. Team who owns time of possession in the NFL where their defense ranks. It's like a given they're in the top 10.
Yeah, it makes sense.
If you own time of possession, your defense isn't on the field. That means you're not giving up yards. You're not giving up points. You're a lock to be a top 10. And I absolutely believe unless he is going to miss multiple games.
Sure.
If Saquon is in the lineup for almost every single game, they're going to lead the league in time of possession again. If anything, the passing game is going to get better, which will give him a chance to be even more dominant in time of possession, which means they'll be a top 10 defense unquestioned.
Well, Hurts is a big part of that also with the way he churns the first down marker when he runs for it, which he does. You know, he gets a number of first downs with his legs. Look, all of this on the table. And something Brandon Graham said about Jalen Hurts, you know, we're doing five questions with the Mac Man, as we always do. When Jody fills in for John, we've got a Jalen Hurts-related question for Jody coming up in just a moment. Let's go to the phones. Your reaction to the Phillies game last night, Mick Abel's start, everything with the Eagles. Giglio saying he doesn't think the Eagles are a top-10 defense. What do you make all? And also Fritz. James, is that the Markelle Simmons? Is it on point?
Markelle Simmons?
Yeah.
Like you're combining them?
No, I'm not combining them. I
don't understand. Are you calling Jack Markelle Simmons?
I'm calling him soft.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, like soft. I mean, now he's back. Oh, I'm back in. I question my
leader of the household.
I'm a leader of the household. But I'm back. All this for two things. One, possibility of getting injured. He could. Two, he's going to lose in baseball. And he's going to lose overall. Tim in Swedesboro. Tim. Timmy's back. I'm shaking. Hello, Tim.
Joe, good morning. How's everybody?
The only problem is when I go in that voice, I know people root for me less. And I would like to, as Maximus was told, win the people, win the crowd.
Joe, I wanted to ask you something. I wanted to ask you this yesterday, but
yes.
I saw you ran out of time. What are you more confident in doing, beating Fritz or achieving 300 wins and beat the Hammer?
Oh, 300 wins and beat the Hammer. The only way I don't get that is if I die.
That can be arranged.
Yeah. No, I'll get to 300 wins and beat that. Look, I might not beat Fritz, but I think I will. Feel pretty confident.
Yeah, I heard what he said yesterday. I was like, how do you like say that, man? Like you're like you said, you felt like your bicep was about to fall or whatever he said. I said, oh man, this guy, man, come on. You're giving Joe more stuff to break your
stones about.
Yeah. I mean, and Tim, the irony of the whole thing over the last 48 hours is I'm going to win baseball. I'm going to.
I'm not
by the way, if he wants to throw up and in on the first pitch, good. That's one for one for me getting on base. Hit me.
Now, if we're
I don't think
James
he meant hit you. I think
well,
he meant go up and in.
What, do you think he's got pinpoint like Wheeler?
No.
I mean, as he said, his arm's going to fall off the bone. I don't trust his control anymore at all.
Look, I don't want to get hit, but if I get hit, then I'm on base.
If James and I are there, do we have to, like, rush the pitcher?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I mean, James, are we going after him?
And we really do need, a real ump. Like, a real ump. Like
one fielders. I mean, there's a lot to this. We need a catcher. We need the whole thing.
Correct. Equipment, gear for the
ben
catcher.
Ben Davis is the move. Right?
Ben is the catcher.
Right? Isn't that like a no-brainer?
That's pretty good. I like that. Tim, what'd you make of the Phillies last night?
I mean, I liked it with, you know, Castellanos homering, you know, Abel pitching another gem. But then when I heard about Marsh doing his little fanatics out there, I thought, oh, now Abel's gem just went to coal.
Well, yeah. I mean, that happens. I mean, that's it's like what happened to Ranger a couple games ago.
I'm like thinking to myself, first we got Trey, you know, booting like ground balls. Now we got Marsh.
Tim,
you know,
they're not a good defense. They're not a good defensive team.
Like this is like, what's it gonna the very first call was it Tom? I think his name was. I kind of agree with him. What's it gonna take, man? What's it gonna take? You see that this defense sucks.
I don't think it's that bad, but I'll say this. The numbers say it is. I don't see it with my eyes, but maybe the Marsh plays an example where the numbers are right. That if you have a center, like I'll tell you this. I think Trey Turner playing center field because of how fast he is catches that ball. Now you'd have to learn learn the instincts. I'm not saying maybe it catches at game one, but once Trey Turner develops as a center fielder, I feel confident he runs down that ball probably with ease.
Okay, Joe, let me ask you this then.
Sure.
We all know how Trey feels about certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Like what I was saying before, God forbid you want to move him and he agrees. Do you actually think he will play center field?
Well, someday he will, but I don't think it's going to be anytime too soon.
No,
You think it's more likely center or left?
I was thinking left, personally.
Yeah,
don't know.
I mean, it's hard to just hop into center field and play center field, you know?
He should be able to cover ground, though, guys.
But I get it. He should be able to cover ground, but that doesn't mean you can be an outfielder. Like, it's a whole different skill set than playing shortstop.
Well,
that I mean, he's done his whole life.
You can make yourself a better left fielder with work in a much shorter 100%. Period.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
time.
100%.
Of course, it's an easier spot. Tim, I got to move. Give me an answer. Great scene with verbal jousting.
All right. I'm going to try this one. Joe versus Frank in Lean on Me.
Okay, let me think of the scene. Which scene is it?
Where they're in the courtroom, and Frank and Joe are arguing about, like, what he did. And, like, he's firing teachers.
Okay.
Like, he made the welfare
Listen,
comment.
Joe, what was his name? Oh, I loved him. What was his name?
Morgan Freeman's character?
Yeah, Joe.
I don't remember.
Joe Clark. Loved that guy. All right. Love Brandon Graham. He was talking about Jalen Hurts with Joe and Hugh earlier this week. Jody, question number two for you, because we're doing five questions with the Mac Man, is how good or how great is Jalen Hurts? But before you tee up your answer, let's listen to Brandon Graham, because we know Jalen in a lot of these offseason rankings is coming in ranked fifth. So the big four for most people in America, and I agree with this, big four, in my opinion, in whatever order you want to put them, is Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, and Burrow. To me, the conversation really starts at five. And that's where Jalen's coming in with a lot of the rankings. Brandon Graham was asked on the Joe and Hugh's show about this, and here's what BG said.
When you hear that, Jalen Hurts ranked number five, but below those four, what do you think?
Well, I think about how they always talking about the Eagles and always having us as the underdogs, so it don't surprise me that we still the underdogs, even though we won last year. He slayed all those quarterbacks, but we're going to keep it quiet. We're going to keep it cute and classy, and Jay going to just go out there and do his thing again, and when he's done, hopefully they're giving him his flowers, because I don't expect him to this year, so it doesn't surprise me.
All right, Jody, how good? Because John and I and Ray and James, we weigh in on this all the time here with The Morning Show. From your perspective, how good or how great is Jalen Hurts?
He's very good. Very good. Here's one thing that off last year plays against Jalen Hurts. And it has nothing to do with it. It's not his fault or anything, but the facts are the facts. He's got Saquon. Those other four guys do not. So if you want to try and move him up into the top five, past any of those four guys, none of them have
Lamar
Saquon.
Lamar is Derrick Henry.
Yeah, Lamar's the closest.
Yeah.
I think the argument is Saquon.
Well,
and,
but are we only looking at 1 year? Are we looking at their career?
Well, I guess Henry's been there, year or two?
It doesn't matter. We're talking about what they are as a quarterback right now.
I'm stepping
like,
out
as a player right now is what they are.
Ray, I'm out of this Hurts thing. Let Jody and James go at it. Go ahead.
It's about what they are as a player right now. It doesn't matter. Like, you know what I mean? We're talking about what he is today.
Well, I'm trying to answer his question. Are you looking to evaluate what he's done in his career?
No,
are you speculating where he'll be on the list? No. Next season, well, when the year's done?
I'm trying to say right now, where does he rank in NFL quarterbacks?
I'll ask you this question. Is he, in your opinion, five or four or six or seven or two? What is he? Here's the deal. You got the big four, and then what a lot of people are ranking as the next three in whatever order, are Hurts, Jaden Daniels, and Stafford. Most people have him in the top seven.
He's unquestionably above those other two for me.
So is he above?
He's no worse than fifth.
Is he five? You got Lamar, Burrow, Allen, and Mahomes. He's five.
He's two.
He's five at best.
Yeah, I'm not putting him at two.
I would put him ahead of Lamar.
Yeah, because he's had playoff success, and Lamar is...
And Lamar,
neither of them,
Allen and Lamar
have flopped in the playoffs.
He's had flops.
Josh Allen had the ball in his hands this year against a Kansas City defense that Jalen carved up with a chance to win and couldn't get it done.
Couldn't convert one of, four?
Yeah,
fourth down.
Yeah, and the fourth down.
I'll give you a Stafford argument. And I don't even think Stafford's that good, but I'll give you a Stafford argument. His team was dramatically lesser than the Eagles' team, and they almost won. I mean, he didn't have that defense. He didn't have that running game.
But
he
had a really good run. Yes, Kyron Williams is awesome. He has Puka Nakua. He had Cooper Kupp. Like, I think
the
Eagles' offense is better, but it's not light years better. It's not like Jamar Chase and T. Higgins are much worse than A.J. Brown.
Here's the deal.
James Cook is a great running back.
It's the defense in most instances. And Burrow had zero offensive line. Can you imagine giving Burrow Lane Johnson and Landon Dickerson and
very true
Mulata?
Burrow's my number three.
Yeah, Burrow's the one that I'll leave because I think he's great.
Because I remember
he's
watching.
Never going to do anything there.
Yeah, Burrow's been to a Super Bowl. Like, yes, Burrow's the only one. I have Jalen too, but on a list, if it goes Mahomes, Burrow, Jalen, I'm fine with that.
Exactly.
Well, it's normally Jonah Cameron, John Ritchie. But no John today. He's off for a couple days. Hope he's having fun. We got the Mac man, Jody Mack, in. And great to be with you on this Thursday morning. You know, the more I think about this Fritz thing, and I'll call him Fritz right now instead of Boban or the Oaf.
Wow.
No, there's a reason. I am starting to feel bad for him. Like, one of the things to me that stands out, I don't know if others, and psychologists could probably break this down real easy. Like, just hearing the twists and turns of the last 48 hours, like, how low is the self-esteem? Like, if you go from, like, I'm out.
The face Jody just made when you said that. Was, wow. So Jody's like, ooh.
Right? Because think about it. Like, I'm out because I could get hurt. I'm out. And then, like, a couple people say a couple things. So I guess he doesn't know about that sticks and stones things, you know, break bones and
no.
Words. Because it really
not
hurt
his
him.
Specialty.
I mean, things really obviously not only hurt him, they pierced him. And again, that just, to me, makes me wonder, is he... You know, is there such little fiber in there that the self-esteem is that low? I don't know. Maybe.
Let me throw another log on the fire here.
Yeah.
Since, that's what we need.
Since James didn't quite pick up on your Markelle Simmons.
Yeah, I don't know how you missed that, James. Like,
I knew what you were doing. I was. Yeah. I didn't know if you were, like, I wasn't sure if you were definitely calling Fritz.
It wasn't a compliment, okay?
I know, I got it. I just was confused if you were calling Jack Markelle Simmons.
Fair enough.
Let me go old school.
I was, okay, to be clear.
This James might not pick on either because he might be too young. Rhea will get this. Instead of Markelle Simmons, how about Armand Shackelford?
Yeah, I get it.
Charles.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
Now you got to go back a little bit.
It drove Barkley bananas.
Oh,
I was going to say, no one ever actually called Markelle Fultz or Ben Simmons soft. Oh, Charles called both of those guys soft to their face, to the media, to anyone who would listen. Armand Shackelford.
So, Jody, Charles Barkley has told this story a few times publicly, and he's never said who it was, but I've always thought it was one or the other of those two. A story about he was in a game one time, a starting big man, and those two would qualify, power forward and center, Gilliam.
Well, the only reason why you would consider Armand big was because of his hair.
Yes, right. Yeah.
He added about 4 inches with his hair.
He did.
I think he was only about 6'5", but he measured out at 6'9", with the Gumby look.
It was unbelievable. Gumby. So Barkley told the story of a teammate late in his Sixers tenure who committed two early fouls intentionally to be removed from the game, and Barkley confronted the guy, and the guy admitted, he said, I'd rather be booed for a couple seconds walking off the floor because I'm pulled out with two fouls than booed consistently while I'm on the floor.
Yikes.
And I've always thought it was probably
Shackelford
or Gilliam. I don't know which. Could be someone else.
Much more likely Shackelford. Because Armand liked to play.
He did.
Armand liked to shoot.
Yeah.
He did like
to shoot. And he was a talented offensive scorer.
He had skill. He did.
He was soft as Charmin, that's why it rhymed with Armin, but he could actually shoot. He enjoyed shooting. He liked shooting. So I don't think he'd want to pull himself out of the game. That would miss out on the opportunity to shoot.
Yeah.
The non-Shaq would take any opportunity to get
I'm
out
surprised.
Of the game.
This is normally where Joe says, can an enterprising young listener go through every game of the last few years of Charles Barkley's Sixers career and find out who got two fouls in the game?
Which is, what was the other thing I was looking for the
audience?
I don't
remember, but it was that kind of...
It was something ridiculous.
I know you've been looking for a long time for the Mark Eaton.
No. Something earlier today I said...
Oh, you're right. You did
it. Don Carmen.
Did
someone help me? Yeah. Even if you got to get to us on social media, because sometimes our phone lines are jammed, or times yours. My recollection is Don Carmen lost either a no-hitter or a perfect game. I think it was a perfect game. With either one or two outs in the ninth inning, and that there was a misplay in center field by Milt Thompson. And I love Milt, and Milt, if you're listening, God, I love you. But that came up somehow earlier today, and it was like an afternoon game.
Yes, in 1986.
There's an article about it.
He was perfect for 8 innings and 100 pitches, but
pitch 101.
Pitch 101. I'm looking to see how many.
It's funny. You know who was batting?
Let me take a guess. So it's a giant in 86.
It's a giant in 86. You won't know him as a player, but he was more famous as a manager.
Yes.
An 86 giant?
Well, Bochy? Yeah.
No.
Brenly?
Yes.
Look at you, dude.
I always got those two confused.
Jody. Brenly. That was a pull. Come on.
Well, I was thinking the same thing. I just said the wrong. Those guys always reminded me of each other.
Oh, really?
They were contemporaries.
Well, they got the BB.
And they both won a World Series.
And they both start BB, the initials. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, anyway.
Bochy won several.
No, I know he did, but Brenly won because of two players, two pitchers.
Says the milk
and a hitter, Luis Gonzalez, give him a little credit.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Rhea, what's the circumstance? What does it say?
So the bright sun at Candlestick may have been unlucky for Carmen, as center fielder Milt Thompson appeared to have a good chance of catching the ball hit.
Yeah, that was my recollection. Well, anyway.
That's a good pull by you, Joe.
Wow.
Maybe a better pull by Jody.
But he lost it in the sun?
They said it was a bright afternoon.
That's what I would have claimed.
He certainly said he lost it in the sun.
After the fact answer, yes.
Well, you know what was weird? So I was at Candlestick one time, and I remember it wasn't a busy game.
Yep.
Like, it wasn't a sold-out game, and I had never been before. And you know, in San Francisco, you're either freezing cold or in the sun, you're warm.
Yep.
So I say to the woman at the, you know, I go up to buy a ticket. Can I have a ticket in the sun? I can't sell you that. I go, I want to be in seats where the sun is. Well, I can't sell you those. And I was so confused.
Sure.
So I just went to another person.
What was the reason?
She said she couldn't sell me a seat that she could tell me was in the sun. I go, how long have you been working here?
Right.
She said, a long time. I said, you know where the sun is. So,
are you saying they were all sold out? I'm confused.
No, the game was not sold out. She didn't want to give me a seat.
She was looking out for you.
No, she was being a jerk.
Ah, well, I gotcha.
So I literally got out of that line, went to another, and said, can I get seats in the sun? They're like, yeah, no problem.
Boy, is that weird. I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, the Fritz thing, the about face, and then the other about face. You can comment on Time's Yours. Whack away, compliment them.
When you do two about faces, what is that? Is there a word for it?
Yeah, flip and flop.
There you go. That is true.
That was pretty good.
Very good, Joe. I got to give you that.
So, Time's Yours. Whack away or help them or praise them or hug them. This is where Doug Peterson would say love them up.
Love them up, baby.
We got to hug them. We got to love them. I do think a psychologist could... The guy needs help. That's all I'm going to say. The guy needs help. Time's yours. Someone help him out. Time's yours. Best calls coming up in about an hour at Time's Yours. 215-238-4500. What is your reaction to his flip and his flop? Mark in Delaware. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Man, I think somebody's going to give Fritz a standing O at the start of this thing. And that'll pump him up, probably.
It'd be a miracle if he gets to the starting gate.
I see what you did there, Mark. The standing O, the Trey Turner. That was good work.
I did not. That, well done. I missed that.
Either that, Joe, or you better hope that he doesn't have the sun behind him, you know, while he's pitching.
Well, yeah, I'm not worried about that. They have the ballpark, saying. I don't think that's an issue. And the batter's eye will be there. I'm not going to hit the batter's eye, but I'll be locked in. I'll be like Chase, man. I'll be all intense.
Has the location of this been locked in?
Well, that's true. It could be. I had Citizens Bank Park in my mind. I probably shouldn't. That's just for...
I didn't know how far along this had moved.
No, that's just... It's funny. Like, why did I just go to Citizens Bank Park? I don't know. I guess because baseball is baseball, and that's what we think of. But, yes, I would guess we'll be on some dirt field in a neighborhood near you. Yeah. All right, Mark. What do you got, bud?
So, I think the Eagles' defense is definitely going to take a step down especially because of our depth, but I thought Jody brought up a good point. That could also depend on what kind of season Saquon has again, because if he rushes, you know, for 1,600 yards, they can keep the defense off the field, and that's really going to help him, you know?
Yeah, well, statistically, for sure. So, Mark, the way I always measure these things, and measure is probably not the right word, I'll say judge these things, there's the statistical reality, and then there's the reality. So the statistical reality is, yes, you are aided by... what's around you, in this case on offense and ball control and stuff like that. And then there's the just how good are you, independent of how you get aided by others around you. I believe the Eagles last year were exceptional in both ways. It's going to be interesting this year. I mean, they probably won't have as good a defense. And let's be real, Saquon probably will get a little bit more banged up. Historically, he has. And last year, he moved right on through that season. It was incredible. All right, Mark, you can win the Phillies tickets. Give me a great scene that's got some kind of verbal jousting going on, an argument, or doesn't even have to be an argument.
How about between Denzel and Gene Hackman when Denzel relieves him of his...
Already said. Great answer, already said.
How about the scene from Reservoir Dogs when the nice guy, Mr. Pink and Mr. White, are arguing?
Yeah, wrong answer from a great movie. I'll write it down. Let me just say it. The answer I've been looking for all day is the final 2 minutes of Reservoir Dogs. Final 5 minutes.
So great. You mean when the guns are all trained on each other? Yeah, phenomenal.
Because not only are they pointing guns at each other, they're all arguing 100% for
5 minutes. That could have won.
I mean, that's what I thought, right, Jody? Like, I thought that could be a winning answer. But, all right, well, I said it and it is what it is. All right. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
You win, Joe. Congrats.
Giglio. Actually, real quick, before we get to the Giglio audio on what's up ahead with the defense, let's listen to Javon Kearse. This was great. So it was really cool having a lot of the former players on earlier this week on WIP, part of Brian Dawkins' golf outing. And Javon Kearse was one of them. He was obviously a great player. You know, the Titans got the best of Javon Kearse, but he was still pretty darn good here. And he was still very good here. And he was glowing the other day about what the Eagles' defense looked like last year. Listen to Javon. Then we'll get to this year. But here's Javon the other day on last year's defense.
What do you think of that? I mean, we had the number one defense in the NFL watching the Eagles' defense last year. What do you think of that?
By far, I would love to play on that damn defense.
Oh, really? Man.
Heck yeah.
And what was it about their defense that you loved watching?
Man, that damn middle, the middle of the defensive line, man. Yeah. Jalen Carter and the boys go to work, man. I like Coop DeJean in the back, the back end. Everything is like, that's the way the defense ties together. Like, everything starts up front. You got some big dogs up front. Them boys are eating. They making some noise.
Yep.
Then your next level, your linebackers, they're right there as well, man. Oh, man. Come on, man. I mean, just in the stuff he did. And then I was told, like, last year was his first year, like, being a full-time starter.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy, yeah, man.
He had never even played that position, really. Right? I mean, they thought when they signed him, yeah. Howie Roseman said that they thought he was basically going to be like a situational linebacker and a special teams player.
Team guy.
And he ended up being all pro.
It's an unbelievable signing on a 1 year deal.
Yeah.
Listen, all I got to say is two names: Howie Roseman.
That's big respect for Howie, man, right there.
Big.
Right? That's real. I mean, you got a tremendous defensive player that recognizes that Howie's been really the engine that's been driving this thing. So you hope he can, you know, rejuggle the defense. I mean, certainly he's made the rejuggle. Whether it works or not, we'll see. So Joe Giglio thinks they're going to take a big step backwards. Listen to something Joe said yesterday, and judge whether you think Joe is on point or going a little too far with how he thinks the Eagles defense will take a big step backwards. Here's what he said.
And look, I'm not doubting Vic Fangio. I'm just telling you my takeaway after listening to him yesterday. And my takeaway is that we're going to take a big step back on defense this year. And that could have been obvious before he stepped to the podium yesterday. I could have just looked at the depth chart, who they lost, Milton Williams and Josh Sweat and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson and Darius Slay. They lost a ton off of the best defense in Eagles history. But after listening to him yesterday and listening to the way he's talking about some uncertainty they have in a lot of different positions and what he doesn't know yet until they get on the field this summer, I feel like, you know, we're not just going to go from being the number one defense and take a slight step back. I'm expecting a significant step back. Major step back. Now, look, I think there's enough here. Let me say this. With Carter and with Bond and with DeJean and with Quinyon, that it will be good, right? They're going to have, or it will be solid at least. They're going to have a solid defense, and Fangio's smart enough, and they'll figure things out over the course of the season, and it'll put people in the right position. But we had the number one defense of pro football. It was a dominant unit. Defense, of course, is a necessity, as we learned last year on this show. And I think we're taking a big step back. In fact, I wouldn't even be comfortable right now saying this is a top 10 or 12 defense.
Look, it's an interesting perspective. You may or may not agree. I tend to agree. So I do think they'll take a pretty big step back. I'll say this, pretty big step back, meaning I don't think they're going to be one or two or three. I mean, they lost five starters. With that said, the question is, do they tumble all the way out of the top 10? If I had to guess, I would say likely yes. But we'll see.
And I say likely no, because more on the offensive side than the defensive side. The offense will carry. Last year, sorry for anyone who thinks this is a knock on Jalen Hurts. It's not. The defense carried this team to a championship. Saquon and the defense. One individual on offense, the entire group on the defense. Why can't that happen again?
And the O-line. We got to give them big credit. I mean,
they make Saquon. Saquon Except we played that clip from Saquon earlier, and he talked about Goddard and the wide receivers. He never got around to mentioning any of his offensive line.
No, he mentioned them as a group.
Right. Yeah, mentioned them as a group.
But he specifically named by name Goddard and Smitty and
Well, it's easier to just throw them in. All right, Jody, so we're doing five questions with Jody. So you can weigh in on the Gilio thing, the Eagles defense thing. Do you think they tumble all the way down? Rhea, gut feeling, out of the top 10 or in top 10 defense?
I think they tumble. I don't know about out of the top 10, but I mean, I'm concerned, you know, the thinness at certain levels.
I agree.
I mean, they suffer one injury.
Yeah.
Nolan Smith doesn't come back fully from.
Well, Jalen Carter, he's really critical to stay healthy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't worry about it because he hasn't never really had injury concerns. I'm talking about, you know, Nolan Smith is coming off surgery for his tricep.
Yeah.
Now he's.
Jahad Campbell. Look, N'Kobe Dean's not going to be ready for the start of the year, and then Jahad Campbell may or may not be. Probably won't be, if I had to guess.
But the tricep thing, they all come back from that. That's not something that lingers. Right. Once you get out, and greatest example is your boy, BG.
Yeah.
He did it a couple times. Once they get healthy, and they're back at the same level they left at.
And
that's not
it again.
Debilitating.
Yeah, but he
injury.
Came back quick.
I know.
Well, the irony, once they get healthy, they stay healthy. And Brandon literally tore it again. But he tore it again in part because he came back so fast.
Yeah.
All right, so five questions with Jody. Here's question three. So I'm going to the other side of the ball, Jody. You've seen all three of these guys in their prime. I'm not going to go back to Tommy McDonald, okay? I'm not going to go back to Harold. I didn't see Harold. The three Eagles wide receivers I've seen that are the top of the top, I'm curious how you rank them. I'll go in sequential order. Mike Quick, prime. Terrell Owens, prime. A.J. Brown, prime. 1, 2, 3. How do you rank them, Mac, man?
Got to ask a question first. Purely for what they did as an Eagle or their entire career?
Let's take them as an Eagle.
Here's where I'm at.
04-TO versus 86 Mike Quick. Might be 85, but like 85, 86, Mike Quick versus
2022 AJ.
Like right now, AJ. I mean, AJ has been the same the whole time. His numbers haven't always been the same because they ran it more last year. But like AJ Brown, what we've seen, Terrell Owens 04, Mike Quick mid 80s. Who you taking?
If you're just.
Oh, we got another
pointing
qualifier.
To their specific year. Well, you said that you set it up. You said 04.
I'm just saying, rank them.
If you want me to rank them in their entire Eagles career,
no. Well,
it's T.O. 1, Quick 2, A.J. 3.
See, I honestly think you can just about put this in a boggle thing, shake it up, and
it's close.
It is so close.
I think 04 T.O. is number one. I think he is.
He was ridiculous,
and I remember.
It's so
a little
close.
Bit of how great Quick was.
I continue to ask my damn question.
If you're looking at their entire Eagle career, day one as an Eagle, last day as an Eagle, Quick is number one because he did it longer.
Well,
AJ, though, with the success he's had with winning a Super Bowl and stuff, is in the discussion.
And to be clear, that's why I was trying to say it's not about. That's what I was trying to say, prime.
You're talking about peak.
I'm not talking about, you know, Mike for 8 years versus T.O. for, or, you know, two and A.J. for two. I mean, just who's the best? So that's what I was trying to get at. Mike had no offensive line. Jaws was getting older. Randall was too young. You know, there was a season. Randall wasn't even, and I love Randall, my second favorite Eagle ever. Randall wasn't even a full-time starter. Do you know how many times he was sacked 1 year, Jody? Take a guess. Oh. He wasn't even a full-time starter. How much do you think he was sacked 1 year?
There was that one game against the Giants.
Don't say 185, okay?
184? 60?
71.
Wow.
I was going
to
say 51.
A little hard to get the ball to the wide receiver.
And how many? I'm pretty sure the biggest one was the game against the Giants.
No, you're getting confused. That's Donovan. That was Donovan in 07.
Eight times?
It was OCU and York 6 times against Winston Justice. All right, let's go to the phones. By the way, Twitter poll questions of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. First poll question, do you think the Phils are going to have a different starting center fielder other than Brandon Marsh and Johan Rojas for the playoffs? They've obviously gone with those guys the last 2 years. Marsh the last 3 years because he goes back to 2022. Are they going to have someone else? Center field obviously came into focus last night. The other poll question, who you're rooting for in the Joe versus Jack athletic competition, me or Boban? One more thing, James. How much longer is Stott the leadoff hitter if they win games because of their starting pitching, but he's got like a 320 on base percentage?
It's a great question. Now,
because they are not winning because of him.
No, they're not. But to be fair, when he's been in the leadoff spot, it does feel like the rest of the lineup has hit better around him in those situations.
So you like Schwarber at four when
I'm
Bryce
just saying,
is three.
I'm just saying if the offense works, I don't know if it'll matter how good Stott is doing. But I agree with you. Like we talked about it. I think Stott has underperformed. And if they stop hitting, that'll be the first change I think they would make.
His lack of development is, in my opinion, now getting concerning. Like, I think we saw Stott 22 into 23 once he established in 22, not the initial, but once he established
like the last 3 months.
Yeah, like this is a guy that should be able to hit 280 and up, learn how to walk, be a 360 on base percentage or higher. Obviously, you could see the glove early was good. You could see the instincts were good. The instincts still good, the glove's still good. The bat is just...
You thought he was going to be our leadoff batter for the future.
Like, I thought he was going to be... I didn't know about leadoff, but I would just say I thought he was going to be someone to count on for 7 or 8 years. And now I'm like...
I'm side-eyeing that.
Yeah, I mean, that was a bad... That pop-up last night. They could have won the game with, you know...
A fly ball.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. All right, Anthony, New Jersey. Anthony, good morning.
Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing?
Anthony, how are you, bud?
Hey, you already, man. Hey, Joe, what do you make of this CJ GJ, man, and Vic Fangio, man?
I make of it. It'll be interesting to see what gets said when they collect their rings tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
No, they're not having that, I don't think.
They canceled it?
It's tomorrow.
I thought there was something.
Say it again, Rhea.
Hold on. I thought that there was an update in the Inquirer that the rings aren't ready. Let me check. I mean,
From what I saw, they
better turn those plane around because you know guys are going to be flying in from out.
Well, they're here. They're
all the players are here.
Yeah.
CJ ain't here. Anyway, we'll look that up. Anthony, go ahead while Rhea looks that up.
CJ said, he said it was a cap thing. Well, Vangio said it was a salary cap thing. He's fine with it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
DJ GJ fired back yesterday.
Yeah.
and said, "You guys just don't like me. Don't do me like like the young guys like y'all did me."
Anthony, that's possible. That's possible. But I'll say this: if the Eagles don't, here's the deal: if the Eagles don't like CJ GJ the guy, just don't want to vibe with that. They are doing him right, not wrong, right, by not saying it. Now, he may not put all that together, but I mean, and maybe he just wants the truth out there. If they don't like him, he just wants them to say they don't like him. But
it is weird that he said when he got traded, there was that video of him being like, "I get it. They got to pay the younger guys." Like, it's just, it's a weird reaction now. Like you said, you knew it was a salary cap thing.
Let me put it this way. Anthony, I don't know CJ GJ personally. I've never met him. It's hard for me to imagine with the totality of the 3 years that he's not difficult. Right? I mean, he just seems difficult.
Right.
I mean, they got rid of him twice.
He's saying Vic wanted his boy Justin Simmons. He's saying you can't program an old dog. Don't do the young guys like how y'all did me. Like it's a lot going on in there, man.
But look, he's a fierce competitor.
He really is. I mean, they clearly missed that in 2023.
No, there's no question.
No doubt.
And yet they let him go. Saw what happened in 2023. Won the Super Bowl with him this year, and then traded him. It's so weird.
I know. And notable that Darius Slay, when he said who the leader back there was, went to Reed Blankenship.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Anthony, give me an answer for a verbal jousting. There's big answers for movies and shows.
My answer is, remember Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Mm-hmm, of course.
When Will Smith, his father, came back.
Wow. And when it's a big answer.
I think this is going to win.
Father Wu didn't want to, I had 14 great birthdays without him. He didn't even send me a damn card. The hell with him!
Anthony, I got to tell you, in my opinion right now, you're in the lead. That is an absolutely unbelievable scene.
An amazing scene.
And what made it, I think, even better was that it was in a show that it's a comedy. So when you get a comedy that goes in a serious zone and then it gets that deep, you know? It's almost like when Jesse Spano, what she frits out
on
drugs.
I'm so excited. I'm so scared. Classic.
Right?
Yeah. Of course.
So,
and
it's
to
an
the point
scene.
Too with that scene, like at the time we didn't know Will Smith was going to become a great actor,
right.
Like actually be able to act. He was just the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air,
like
you know?
Non-comedic. And, way.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I mean, he's an Oscar winner, you know.
Yeah, no, I agree. I love that answer. All right, Saquon. Speaking of answers, let's listen to something he said. And we got the Mac Man in for John today. Let's get to Saquon, part of this Chris Long podcast on winning the Super Bowl, and also then, you know, what comes next. Here's Saquon the other day.
How has it changed you to be a world champion?
Yeah, it's kind of different for me. It changed me, of course, but I kind of, like anything in life, you know, when you are passionate about this game, and I've been playing this game for a long time, and I'm big into, you know, imagining and creative and, you know, putting it out there in existence. So, like, in my mind, I won the Super Bowl 100 times already. I just never really won it in real life.
Yeah.
So when it happened, and it happened on my birthday, me and Coop's birthday, and I was able to celebrate, you know, with all my loved ones and my friends and family, it was special. It was so special. And then you get home the next night, and you're laying in bed, and then, like, reality hits you. It's like, oh, like, I got to try to do this again.
Yeah.
And like you just worked so hard to get to Mount Everest, the top of Mount Everest, and then it's like everyone thinks you just stay there. No, like it's like you literally just go all the way back down and start from scratch. And the beauty of that, like you know the recipe, you know what it takes to get there. Now it's not blind faith. Like before you're training and working and doing everything to win and compete for a Super Bowl. Now you know what it takes.
It's a fascinating perspective, and I'm particularly struck when I hear well, let me play audio. So I hear that. Let's do a compare and contrast of athletes, if that's what you call them, from that to this.
I know people think I'm soft. I don't really like being labeled soft. I don't think I'm soft. But I am not pitching to Joe DeCamera. I can't throw anymore. Like, I threw a football yesterday, and my bicep felt like it was going to rip off. Like, I am for bits. I like doing bits. I'm pulling out of the pitching to Joe DeCamera contest.
I mean, Mac, man, what am I to make of this guy? And now he's back in, he's out, he's in, he's out. What is this? I mean, Saquon should go talk to him. Because Fritz needs a lot of help.
It would have been an issue and a problem if he had said that and then stuck to it.
Right.
But then to do the 180 that he did, completely trashing you and putting himself on a pedestal, the backbone of the radio station, that's not good.
And Jody, here's the other thing about the pullout, which was 2 days ago. And you don't know as much about this as we do. He's been yapping his yap for a month and a half. So, like, it's like big talk guy, then it's I'm out guy, now it's I'm back in guy. And again, that's why, to me, I don't know if Ben Foltz is the better name or Markel Simmons. I think Markel Simmons is the best name to sum him up because that's like weekend week. Let's listen to more of Fritz because he did about face yesterday. Here's Jack Fritz yesterday with a preposterous about face.
I know Joe DeCamera pretty well.
Yeah.
And I know when Joe's like doing a bit, not doing a bit. Joe sounds very serious.
Yep.
The tone in Joe's voice, calling you a quitter and soft. I take offense to that as he's coming at the show.
Yes.
So we look to you, Jack. And I, when you revealed yesterday that you weren't going to pitch, my first instinct was like, let's just call this whole thing off. These two guys are not in shape anymore.
Well, sure, yeah, enough of that.
Too. Okay. So, Jack, your statement.
Yeah. So, all right. This has been actually like the most annoying 24 hours of my life. I've been lashing out at Spike. I've been lashing out in the meetings. Frankly, I've been down. My name has been drugged through the mud. I am a father of two, a leader of a household,
leader.
You know, a backbone of, I think, this radio station and the single most trustworthy Phillies voice in the city. And because of all that, like, I will rip my bicep off the bone if it means I'm gonna ruin that little twerp. Ah. Like, I'm throwing.
Oh!
Like, I don't
That's
care.
That's my guy!
I don't care anymore. And guess what? First pitch, up and in. Like, I don't, like, I
yes!
I'm gonna stuff That's this funny. Little runt in a locker like he should have been done his entire life. I am so sick and freaking tired of this absolute dork non-athlete. He can't even walk without hurting himself.
Yes.
He has a weak golf swing. I've seen it. It's actually, he looks sickly when he swings a golf club. It's disgusting. He's basically a see-through human being. His haircut's horrible.
Yes.
He's
bad haircut.
Like, Ike has better hair than Joe DeCamera, which is saying a lot.
That's okay. You're on the road.
Like, go all ahead. I have is Richie in my corner, which actually makes me want to fight the camera more. Like, I just, I'll rip it off the bone. I don't care.
I mean, good. Except bad for him because he's going to lose the competition and could get hurt. And obviously has low self-esteem, which is what shamed him back into this. Jody, what do you make of this whole thing?
It's gotten ugly. And I don't know if that's good, bad, or indifferent for you, for him, for the station. It all depends on your perspective, I guess. But the one thing you've been harping on, and you're right to do so, can't do it the way he did it. If you want to trash talk, trash talk. If you want to throw your chest out, throw your chest out. If you want to be the big, okay, fine. You can't do it, then back off and then do it again. Can't do that. Either you stick to your guns and you, all right, fine, you make excuses afterwards. Yeah. Oh, my arm isn't the same after you win the baseball competition. You can go there, but you can't do it before you ever step foot on the field to talk the talk, completely stop the walk, and then pick it up again.
It's his choice. He's got to lie in that messy bed or whatever. That's, you know, he made the bed, messed up the bed. It's his choice. Look, James, let me ask you this. Has anything in the last 48 hours changed your opinion on either who's going to win or the percentage chance of who's going to win?
Yes. In all
really?
Honesty, yeah, it has. And I was talking to Elliot about this, too. So I did underrate how much more dog you have in you.
Good
than
dog.
Good. The D-A-W-G, dog mentality, so to speak.
Yep.
I do think that you can get in his head, and I think I think that is already proven true.
Thank you.
So I went into this like essentially saying I would bet my life on Jack to win. I would not bet my life on Jack to win.
You shouldn't.
I would still, if I had to bet money, I would bet on Jack, but I'm much less confident in it than I was before.
And I told you from the beginning, two reasons why I felt confident in this thing. Number one, I'm a better athlete. Number two, I'm going to try harder.
And the try harder part, I can get down with.
Like, I want
you
it more.
You want it more.
I
don't think there's any question about it.
Yeah, that's right. Look, 215-592, and I've been working out for it. And people are like, oh, we'll get in there soon. Like, I'll get in there soon. But like Maverick said in Top Gun, I will fire when I am good and ready.
I do think we need to make some action happen, though.
We're going to do God this month.
A lot of build up.
I know.
And, you know, it's time to get to the business.
I handed
you know?
The dates to our program director, Rod Latham, a couple days ago.
I just
want to
make sure.
I'm ready.
If like the listeners, like if that's the biggest complaint that I've heard. Is,
I understand.
It's like a lot of talk, very little action.
Okay.
Are we ready to reveal these dates that you handed in?
Well, late June. I mean, I don't remember off the top of my head, but I gave about 5 dates. For later in June, because there's also some vacation here and there, different people, different vacations. Sure. But like we're looking at dates in the latter part of June for Goff, which I will probably lose. I admit that. I will probably lose that one.
You're not going to pull out because you're going to
lose?
No.
But I'm going to win basketball, baseball, and tennis. And I'm going to win this thing.
Real little shot at Jack.
Have any parameters been set on these competitions?
Only in baseball. So baseball, the way it is, 10 at-bats. He's the pitcher. I'm the hitter. I got to get on base 4 times. 4 or more, I win. 2 or less, he wins.
3 a
is a push.
Okay.
That's where we're at.
How much?
And he gets to bring the 8 to other defenders.
Have you even discussed golf yet?
Yeah, golf is 9 holes match play.
9 match.
Basketball is 1-on-1 up to 11. Tennis is 1 set. And running, we haven't really drilled down on, but we're thinking probably like a 100 meter. That's what we got. Jared Cameron.
I like the way that you've laid it out.
It fits good, right? Solid.
It absolutely does. Let me get this on record. You can record this, James. It ain't happening.
Wait, what's not happening?
The date. Complete 5 competitions will not all take place.
Well, that's possible if I win 3-0 or 3-1. What's the point of it?
I think Jody's saying that it's not actually all going to get
there. They're both going to get
it. I'm agreeing. It might not.
He's saying it could be 2-1 and he's not getting it.
Not one, but 2 winners declared because it will be a partial competition and both will claim victory.
Honestly, Jody, I am going
on record
so
with that right now.
Jody, you might
be
right.
They will both claim victory when this thing is quote-unquote
Jody,
over.
This is such a great call by you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.